you have your program, I'd like you to turn to the back of your program, back of your bulletin there. And on the back page, you'll find the message outline we're going to follow very closely today. Our message title is To Whom I Belong, and the scripture comes from the 27th chapter of Acts, Acts chapter 27, verses 23 through 25 from the New King James Version. And I'm going to read that in your hearing. For there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. So I want to speak to you today from this subject, To Whom I Belong. This is the first part. I hope to do the second part next week. But we want to look at this idea of To Whom I Belong. And the apostle is writing to us, the apostle Paul is writing, and he is in a very strange predicament. It is a challenge to him. And he was hoping that God would send him to Rome, but he didn't know it was going to be by this route. He didn't know that it was going to take this kind of adventure. And so Paul, having this desire to go to Rome, but he didn't want to go as a prisoner. He wanted to go as a free man, but he ends up going as a prisoner, and he's on this ship, and then the ship gets in a storm. And so he's on this ship on his way to Rome, and he gets in this storm, and I think it's 236 of them on the ship. And then the ship starts to break up. It starts to fall apart during the storm. And, of course, everybody is afraid and everybody is nervous and, in a lot of disarray. And God then sends this angel. And the angel speaks to Paul. And I want you to note, my brothers and sisters, that it is important for us in this first part of the outline. I want you to write in, there is an angel on standby. Paul says it right here. There stood by me this night an angel. So I want you to know, this is true of every believer, God has an angel on standby. And that angel is on standby for each one of us. The Israelites used to think of it as a guardian angel. God has an angel on standby for you and for me. And so Paul says it here in the text. He says, there stood by me this night an angel of God. God has an angel on standby, and Paul says, and that angel stood by me. And I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, when you go through struggle, when you go through tough times, when you go through challenges, God also sends an angel to stand by you. You don't go through it by yourself. God does send an angel, and sometimes God will allow that angel to speak to you. Sometimes God will allow that angel to be, you will feel the presence of the angel. Sometimes you don't even know it's an angel. The book of Hebrews says you entertain angels unaware. They were right there, and you weren't even aware of it. But that person was there on assignment by God. And so Paul, God lets him see that this angel is there. Now, the strange thing is he still has to go through the storm. The ship is still being wrecked. Things are still challenging in a way that he did not want. But God sends the angel to stand by him to assure him that even in this storm, and sometimes it's a financial storm, sometimes it's a health challenge storm. Sometimes it's a relationship storm. God said, whatever storm you're going through, I'm going to stand by you. You're not in it by yourself. God sends this angel to stand by. So I want you to note that, my brothers and sisters. God sends an angel on standby just for me and just for you. And then in the scripture there, it also, I want you to also note that God, Luke 22:43 says, and it's in the outline there, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. So sometimes God will send an angel to strengthen you. And then there are other times that God will send an angel as Psalm 91 says, verse 11, God will send an angel to take charge. Now that's when I like the angel to come and take charge. But God doesn't always send an angel to take charge, but sometimes he does. And so when you read Psalm 91:11, it says he sends the angel to take charge over you and to keep you. And that's the angel that I want. But sometimes God just will send an angel as he did with Jesus Christ. Mark 1:13, the scripture says God sent an angel just to minister to him. And so God sends angels on these different assignments. Sometimes it's to strengthen, sometimes it's to minister to, and sometimes the angel just will take charge. But whatever God sends the angel to do, the angel is going to be there on standby for you. Our God still does send angels. He sends angels to help us. He sends angels to stand by us. You're not in this by yourself. But not only that, Paul then tells us, and I want you to make sure you get the second part of the outline. He says this, the God to whom I belong. You want to write the God to whom I belong. So you need to make sure you belong to God. Because when you belong to God, then God will send an angel to stand by you. The angel really isn't there for you. The angel's there on assignment from God. But God sends the angel to stand by you because you belong to God. And so we want to make sure that we belong to our God, because then our God will send his angel to stand by us. You have it there, second part of your outline, Romans 1:16. You also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. When you're called to belong to Jesus Christ, then God will also make sure he sends an angel to stand by you. So you want to belong to Christ. And when you belong to Christ, that means you also belong to the family of God. And so we come here as believers because we are part of the family of God. And we recognize that God is our Father and that all of humanity, somebody say all, that means the Iranians, that means the Ukrainians, that means the Russians, that means the Africans, the Asians, everybody is a part of the humanity of God, and all people from every nation have accepted Jesus Christ. There's somebody in every nationality that has accepted Jesus Christ. Some are born in this country, some are born in other countries. Doesn't matter where you're born, when you accept Jesus Christ, you become a part of the family of God. And so we want to make sure that we recognize God has people of other ethnicities and other nationalities, and they are all a part of the family of God. So they are brothers, they are sisters. And God wants you and I to be aware that I belong to God and I belong to the family of God. God's family is worldwide. It is a big family. And so we want to make sure we treat everybody right. Because when you mistreat somebody, you're mistreating part of the family of God. And God will hold you accountable for mistreating somebody in his family. And so we want to make sure we treat everybody right. I belong to God. I'm grateful. I'm glad that I got this, this commitment to God. That God, I want to honor you in all that I do. I belong to you. I belong to you on my best day. I belong to you on my worst day. I belong to you every day. I belong to Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul helps us to see that. Romans 1:6 lets us know you're called to belong to Jesus Christ. And when we recognize that, when you get that conviction that you belong to God, this is what the Apostle Paul said. God sent his angel. He says, to whom I belong. And then he says, to whom I serve. Now, God wants you, this third point, y'all, the God to whom I serve. God wants some service from you. You belong to him. You're part of the family. But every family member You know, it was. I have three brothers and three sisters, and myself. So there were seven of us, and all of us had some responsibility in the family. You know, my three sisters always try to make me do their work, in addition to my work. But everybody has some responsibility in the family, and God holds each one of us. He says, "Now I'm expecting from you some service. You're part of the family." And being part of the family, Jesus says, I think I put it in your outline there. Jesus says, I came to serve. I'm the Son of Man, but I did not come to be served, but I come to offer service. And that's what God asks of us. He says, and your service can be something as simple as a smile. It could be something as simple as a hello. It could be a word of encouragement. It could just be a glance. You may not say anything, but God wants you to have a heart to serve. It starts with what's going on in our hearts. It starts with where we are with our relationship with our God. And God says, then when you have that kind of heart, then God then will give you an opportunity to use what's in your heart. You may not be aware of it, but what you do with your life has to do with your relationship with your God. Even if it's just picking up a piece of paper off the floor. You know, we just had Earth Day the other day, and I thought, well, that's interesting. God's the one that made the earth. So what are we doing to talk about? We have an Earth Day. Every day is Earth Day because God made the earth before he made us. Maybe Earth ought to have a human day, maybe. But we recognize that our God is in charge, and he says, now, how you treat others and how you treat the planet, it is a reflection of your relationship to your God. So we want to make sure we have this heart to serve. So the apostle tells us here, I know that the angel of God is standing by me. I know to whom I belong, and I know that one is the one that I serve. Now, having said all that, he then listens to what the angel says. All that is from Paul. Angel still hadn't spoken yet. Now the angel speaks in verse 24, and the angel says, do not be afraid. That's fourth part of the outline. A, do not be afraid. Then B is, you must be brought. Don't be afraid, because God is bringing you somewhere. And my brothers and sisters, that's true of each one of us. I'm not sure where God is bringing you, but God is sure. And God does not make any mistakes. And every child of God, he's bringing somewhere. He's got somewhere that he's bringing you on your journey right now. If you're a teenager in your journey, God has somewhere he's bringing you. If you're a senior citizen in your journey, God has somewhere he's bringing you. If you're a young adult in your journey, God has somewhere he's bringing you. Everybody, God has a place he's bringing us. It might surprise you, but you haven't arrived yet. God is still in the process of bringing you. And every day of our lives, God is bringing us. And my prayer is that we would say, God, let my heart be receptive to where you're bringing me. God brings us. And so the Apostle Paul, he gets this message from this angel. The angel says, do not be afraid. And he calls him by name. He says, do not be afraid, Paul. Put your name in there. Do not be afraid. There are going to be some challenges. Life will get rough at times. And the ship that Paul was on, the Bible tells us that that ship was going to get busted up. In fact, the angel said, now you're going to lose the ship, but you're not going to lose any souls. No person on the ship will be lost. The ship is going to get tore up. The ship is going to get lost, but no person on the ship will be lost. It's what the church used to call that old ship of Zion. It says she has carried millions and millions of passengers and has never lost one. The ship goes up and down, and there's some rough waters in the ship. But God says, but if you will stay on the old ship of Zion, he will keep everyone safe. And this is what the message was to Paul. Don't be afraid. God is going to bring you. He's going to bring you through this storm, but he's not going to bring you through on the ship. But he is going to bring you through where you will save every soul that's on the ship. And sometimes we start thinking about our stuff and forget about the souls. And God said, no, you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to tear up your stuff. So you'll start recognizing you got a soul that needs to be saved. You got souls that you need to be trying to bring healing to and help to and saving. And God said, I'm gonna have to bring you to a place where you're not so much concerned about the ship as you are about the souls. It is this idea of the souls that God wants us to touch, and the souls that God wants us to heal, the souls that God wants us to help. And so Paul gets this from this angel. Do not be afraid. God is going to bring you to a place where every soul on the ship will be saved. Now, the ship's going to be lost. But he tells us here in verse 24, that God has granted. Somebody say granted. I want you to know God will grant your prayers if your prayers are to help save some souls. It doesn't matter how long you pray, doesn't matter where you pray. What matters is, are your prayers trying to help some soul? If the only soul your prayer is going to help is you, and then you want to be specific about what account you want it to go in. God said, no, you're trying to make God out of a genie or something. No, he's not a genie. I was listening to a song the other day. It says, it's like a genie in a bottle. You got to rub it the right way. No, God is not a genie. You got to rub the right way. God said, I will hear your souls, hear your prayers if it's about saving souls. Because only souls will last. Any money you get, any car you get, any house you get, any clothes you get, none of that will last. The only thing you get that will last are souls. And so we want to win as many souls to our Christ as possible, because that's the only thing that's going to last. And the first soul you got to witness to and bless is your own soul. Make sure your soul is saved. And the scripture tells us here that God granted him. He says, all those who are with you, God's going to grant all to you that are on the ship with you. God, my brothers and sisters, still does grant our prayers. But then this last word, this is the last part of your outline. Want to make sure you got four. It's A is do not be afraid. B is must be brought. And C is indeed God has granted. Now I want to get to the last thing. This is what the Apostle Paul now says. In verse 24, it was the angel speaking. What the angel said to Paul. Now in this last verse, it's Paul speaking. And what Paul is saying to the men that are there with him. There was no ladies at that time. So he says, take heart, men. Dennis, and ladies, make sure you take heart also. And this is the word that I want to leave you with. Take heart. He says, because or for I believe God. I believe God will do what he says. I believe God will honor his own word. I believe God will wipe the tears from our eyes. I believe God will pick up a bowed down head. I believe God will hear our prayers. I believe God will make a way out of nowhere. I believe God. And when I saw that, I said, you know what? I believe God also. I believe God will bless my life. I believe God will hear me when I call on his name. I believe God is the Rose of Sharon. I believe God is the lily of the valley. I believe God is the bridge over troubled waters. I believe God. I believe God will continue to smile upon us. I believe God will continue to bless us. I believe God will continue to stay with us. I believe God. I believe God is still in the blessing business. I believe God will still hold us by our hand. I believe God will stand by us. I believe God. I believe God will continue to lift us up, continue to hold us up, continue to lead us on. I believe God. I believe God. And my brothers and sisters, when you get that conviction that you believe God, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. Doesn't matter how anybody else acts. You know what I'm going to stand on? I'm going to stand on the fact that I believe God. I believe that God still hears prayers. I believe God still stands by us when we call on his name. I believe God. I believe God. I'm going to stop right there. Do you believe God? Will you stand with me? Maybe somebody here wants to believe God. If you will trust in God, if you will believe God, God will make a way for you. He will smile on you. He'll stand by you. Will you believe God today? Brother, my sister, will you believe God?